Surrey Fetterns and Families Listening Project is a one-stop shop open every second Tuesday of the month, and we welcome veterans and families to come in and over a cup of tea if that's what they want, or you can get specific advice from any of the Forces charities such as Combat Stress, Veterans UK, who used to be SPVA, they've recently changed the name, but I know them as Veterans UK, British Legion, the SAFA, Ripple Pond, the Warrior Programme. You can come in for, like I said, specific advice. If you don't need it, you can come for the comradeship or just to have a nose round or keep up to date with the news from our selection of daily newspapers over a cup of tea or coffee and a biscuit. Come in, get to know what we are, but we're there to support veterans and families.
So you speak about these events. When are they and whereabouts are they?
Our events are every second Tuesday of the month. The next event for Surrey Heath Veterans and Families is on the 13th of October, 10 Wild 2. We're at Camberley Sea Cadets on the Frimley Road opposite the Matalan store.
So can you tell us how you're supporting the veterans and the families? So you have a coffee morning, you can see all the charities. So can you tell us a bit more about what you do?
Yes, we hold a wellbeing group as well, which is assisted with combat stress. That starts at 12 o'clock after our guest speaker at 11, which this month will be Sight for Surrey, which is impaired vision and blindness and visual aspects. Also, there's no other structure to the day. It's quite informal. You come in, you sign in, and it's just basically having a connection with others what are in a similar situation to yourself, and just knowing that you're not alone. There's somewhere to go to if you need, if you just need a cup of tea. You know, we're a non-clinical, non-threatening, you know, warm and welcoming environment, and it's the we're run for veterans by veterans, which also, that's a connection in itself, because you've got an idea of what you've been through, and especially like the family side as well.
And, I mean, it's such an important thing to have a project like this. And you're actually going to be having an event coming up on Tuesday the 6th of October called Bridging the Gap. Can you tell us all about that?
The Bridging the Gap, we come up with the event because we wanted to bridge a gap and get rid of the void and this myth of what exactly the Forces charities do. And I want to invite the local education authorities, council workers, education, employment, housing, other people, mental health practitioners, other people who have contact or work with veterans and families, just to come in and see, well, I didn't know that's what they actually did. Because throughout the day, it's going to be about 11 of the organisations having the opportunity to give a presentation on what they actually do. Because that's what, again, people might not be aware of what BLESMA do, what VOS, which is Veterans Outreach down Southampton, the Company of Makers, which is a project for veterans, giving them little projects to carry out. It's giving them self-worth and building up their self-esteem. We've got the Swindon Trauma Group, Mike Jackson House, Ripple Pond, the Warrior Programme, the Forces Children's Trust and Scottish Little Soldier. Well, we've got quite a few of organisations. We've got over 20 attending on the day. It's a free event held at the Lakeside International Hotel in Frimley Green. Come along, because you'd be more than welcome. We just want to stop this common term, oh, they slip through the net. Well, if they're slipping through the net, get a smaller net, because, you know, the veterans and families community, we're quite proud, and I just, you know, they just get on with it. And, you know, when people and professionals in certain positions go, oh, well, you know, well, no, I don't know, actually, because I've actually been there, and I just want to reduce that, you know, like the void. Well, who do I turn to? Well, if you don't know who to turn to, please turn up on the 6th of October at the Lakeside International, and perhaps that might be a light bulb moment. You know, for people to go, well, I didn't know they did that, and I did not know that they could help me here. So if you're looking like you're confused about how to deal with a veteran or the family because they've been through so much, come along. You might just learn something.
as you're talking about, I mean, it's a great place for like-minded people to meet, especially after it's a difficult thing to transition from the military into Civvy Street.
Yes, it is. It's overwhelming because you're coming out of your cotton wool society, where when you pick up the phone, when you're in the military life, you know who's going to sort your problems out. Or if you've got like some difficulty, you know who's going to be able to assist you here. However, when you come out and you're in Civvy Street, that's all been taken away from you. And especially like if you're made homeless and you've got a family, well, you're quite proud anyway, but it's quite an old-fashioned institute as well, because when you're in the military, it's mainly the man what goes out and brings the bacon home. I'm sorry, it's like old-fashioned talk, but that's how it is. And then when you come into Civvy Street, the man still thinks he's got to support his family, but sometimes he's not able to cope. He's not able to think straight. So then all the pressure builds up on the family to try and get through it. And it's quite a difficult time. It's overwhelming. And not only the family, you've got like the wife and you've got the children, and it's a build-up of everything. Your relationships are strained, your finances, if you've got any, and housing. Where'd you go for housing? So it's a thing like that, and education. Well, when your children have been living in this area for some X amount of years and they've built up friendship, and then you're asking them to leave, that's bereavement for them. So you've got to look like, for the bigger picture, you've got the family unit as well as the veteran, and I think sometimes that's overlooked.
Now, this is a free event, so can you just remind us when and where it's all going to be happening?
It's a free one-day networking event. If you're a veteran, you can come along with your family as well. It's held at the Lakeside International Hotel, Frimley Green, Surrey, GU16 6JR, and it's open 10 o'clock while 4:30, supported by the National Lottery Awards for All, as well as having a donation from the Chobham Carnival. So I have to say a big thank you for them and their generosity, which has enabled us to put on this event.
And for some more information on the Surrey Heath Veterans and Family Listenings Project, where can we visit?
You can visit our website, which is www.shbflp.org.uk, or you can follow us on Facebook, which is Surrey Heath Veterans, or you can go to Twitter, which is SH Veterans. I look forward to hearing from you soon. We've also got a LinkedIn page. If you want to join us, feel free, don't be shy, click away.